You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is live at Whammy Bar for Fancy New Band, the showcase we had a couple of weeks ago. That was Elliot and Vincent. Morena, Elliot and Vincent. How are you both this morning?
Good,
thank you.
Yeah. Good, how are you going?
Good, it's so nice to have you up here. I'm also glad we've now got some sneaky tunes of yours we can actually play on the radio, because you're yet to release songs formally, but you have been playing lots of gigs. How long have you guys been playing together as a duo?
We really started at the end of last year, so not too long, but we kind of had things in the works for a little bit.
Yeah. We kind of came about like in 2021. Mm-hmm. We got invited to play at a friend's house party.
Yeah. Nice.
And sort of just put together like a set list, and then that was that for like the rest of that year.
So
for a whole year. We did like nothing.
It's often the way. I also feel like, you know, it's been a weird couple of years to start a band and try and be regularly gigging. So now it feels like a normal time to be out there playing lots of gigs. But having played one gig in a year is still an achievement for, I think, the last couple of years, to be honest. Yeah. I love a good house party band origin story as well. It feels like a great place to try out something new and to have fun, and the expectation it's like scrappy and everyone's there to have a good time. And I feel like you guys have pulled that energy through in your performances as well. It always looks like you're having the most fun when you're playing.
Oh, cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
What's the writing process like? Is it a jamming situation? Is that pretty much how it comes about?
Yeah, totally. We get together a couple of times a week when we can, and then I'd build everything up from the jam.
It does, generally come about pretty organically, I guess.
Usually starts with a big guitar part and then just lay down the drums and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty...
It always feels like it has a very natural synchronicity in the way that you guys play, and it's so exciting to see live. For anyone who hasn't managed to catch you live yet, luckily there is a gig this week, Saturday coming up, the 1st of July, with KMTP, Ballot Box and Phased on a Pony, which is a killer lineup of great guitar-driven bands of kind of different flavours. So I think it's going to be a really fun evening. But what's the experience of writing lyrics like? Is it something that you also jam? Do you kind of just like freestyle almost when you're playing?
Yeah, well, at the house party show, all the songs were instrumental because there was like that little bit of time where there was the fear.
Yeah, totally.
So it was, and I just liked playing the drums, so kind of everything was just happened over the months, you know. Also at the shows, I used to kind of just like shout words and things that came to my head, so it's all like... So you can feel like you're in the room jamming with us or whatever, you know.
Yeah, totally. I think that helps kind of with what I was saying about that feeling as an audience. It's a very exciting thing to watch you guys play because it feels very raw, not in a that it doesn't look like you guys know what you're doing type of way. I hate it when people are like, it looks so raw, but actually it feels very exciting, like you're building as you go on these really strong foundations as well. What do you guys listen to? Do you sort of like draw on things? Sort of, do you have inspiration? Do you have a mood board? What's your working process like that?
We've been talking about that quite a bit because we've both been going through a pretty intense like PJ Harvey phase. Listening to a lot of PJ Harvey, and
it was pretty uncoordinated as well. Like we both just got really into it at the same time.
I think I noticed it on your phone or something, and it was like,
I'm also listening to that.
So we kind of discuss. We like to talk about the bands we've been listening to and things like that. But we're usually pretty similar in the tastes and all that.
That's nice. Must be something in the air at the moment. A bit of PJ in the air.
Yeah, there is
floating around. She has got some new music, but it's of her very sort of folky, sad PJ style at the moment, which is also a good world.
Yeah, I like those two singles.
They're really nice. What's the plan for recording? I know obviously gigging is a big focus for you guys at the moment, but are you writing? Are you thinking about getting in the studio?
Yeah, we are. We're keen to do some demos. Like, we haven't even really got anything aside from like voice memos.
Nice.
That's what we listen to.
Yeah.
So like walk around the city with the voice memos and that kind of thing, but... Yeah, we're kind of getting into more proper recording stuff, which we're doing with a friend, Frankie, who we did the show at Audio Foundation with.
Awesome.
He's been helping us out, which is really cool. We did the first one yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Whereabouts are you recording that at the moment?
Just Vincent's place.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice. Keeping the home recording sound.
It's very home recording.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
And what does it look like when you're working through that, especially bringing in like because you're just a duo, when you bring in a third person, it must add actually quite different energy as well. How is it working with Frankie in that space?
It was really fun because it's the first time ever doing that. It was fun to collaborate in that way because he's got a pretty similar like idea with things. And he's just very generous with that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What are you guys looking forward to? Obviously, you've got this gig coming up, but what's in the pipeline? You're sort of playing more shows? Are you wanting to just focus on that recording writing process? What's the goal for the next wee while?
We've got the gig coming up this Saturday, and then we've got another one on the 6th at Whammy Backroom with Ballot Box as well, and an artist called Rose Lebransky.
Cool.
And then after that, probably just writing, I think, or writing, recording for a little while.
Yeah.
And maybe get something together.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No plans.
Mm. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear what comes out of that writing, recording space. But I highly recommend people get along to catch you guys this weekend, as mentioned, with Ballot Box, Phased on a Pony, and KMTP. A lot of exciting things going on actually for all those artists at the moment, so it's a really cool gig to get along to. Tickets are from Under the Radar, and yeah, don't sleep on Elliot and Vincent. Thanks for coming in. We've got another track from your excellent live set at Whammy Bar for Fancy New Band. I think this is called Buffalo, is that right? Or these are like working titles at
yes,
the moment.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, cool. Thanks so much for coming in, Elliot and Vincent.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Thanks for having us. I heard your song.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.